WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Hey guys, what is up? Welcome to 90.7 The Capstone. Today it's your morning show. I'm your host, Summer Scroggins, along with...
Ian Schwartz.
And we're here to just hang out.
Talk. Have fun.
You know how we do. It's the morning show.
Every Friday. So
Ian, has anything wild, crazy, exciting happened to you this week?
No. To be honest, no. School has been a drag recently. It's the days have been going by so slow, but also so quick at the same time, and I do not understand what's happening.
Pretty much.
It's like that final stretch of like finals mode, but not really because we're not there yet, but we're there yet.
It's that just, it's waiting for that break.
Yes.
You know, you're waiting for Thanksgiving break, but it's not just quite here yet.
I could smell the turkey from here. I'm not even thinking about school anymore. I can't.
Are you going home for Thanksgiving?
Yes, I am.
That's
so
exciting.
I'm very excited. I miss my dog, my family members, but my dog most importantly. So
yeah.
I'm excited to go home, catch up with friends, all that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I only live 3 hours away, but I'm very excited just to have a good home-cooked meal.
Oh, don't get me started on that. For like the last 2 weeks, I think I've just been eating rotisserie chicken, and I am so done with it.
I've had chicken nuggets every night for the past 2 weeks.
Look, it gets old pretty quick, right?
Yeah.
So
I mean, I changed it up a little bit Monday night.
Okay.
Because I just couldn't do it anymore.
What'd we go with?
I went with spaghetti.
Ooh.
I made a big pot.
Okay.
And me and my roommate ate it in 2 days.
Spaghetti's the best.
Yeah. And like it was even better because I made it by myself because I could not handle cooking with him that day. I don't know what it was about it, but I think if I had to cook with him, I would have killed him.
So.
But
that's good.
Speaking of our roommate, I'm going home with him this weekend because he lives in Dothan.
Okay.
And it's the Peanut Festival.
Okay. Interesting.
So I'm very excited. It's just this big carnival that they have. And it's,
different peanuts?
It's about peanuts because Dothan's like the peanut capital.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting. I've seen a few videos about like boiled peanuts. Is that like popular here?
Boiled peanuts?
Yeah.
Absolutely, it's popular. Okay. If you haven't stopped on the side of the road to get some boiled peanuts from a rinky-dink stand, what have you done?
Okay. I've never had them before, but they look pretty good.
Remind me about that before next week, and I'll bring you some Dothan boiled peanuts.
Okay. All right, thank you. I'm excited now.
We have something to talk about next show.
Yeah, taste testing some boiled peanuts.
If you haven't had any boiled peanuts, you gotta try them.
I've seen that. I've seen peanuts in, like, Coke or Pepsi. Is that, like, another thing?
I've never heard of that.
Okay, I've seen some people do where they put, like, peanuts in soda, and they, like, drink the soda, and they're, like, also chewing on peanuts at the same time. I'm like, what's going on here?
Maybe I'm just not from Dothan. Maybe that's a Dothan thing.
Okay. All right.
I'll have to ask him.
So.
Mr. Roommate, do you drink your peanuts? A nice pureed peanut? Wouldn't that just end up being peanut butter? A pureed peanut?
They're like, I get, they're like super soggy, they look like. They're like, the one, like,
yeah.
I don't even know. I just saw some person do it. I'm like, what are you doing? But he claims that it's a snack that everybody down south eat, like, does. So I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense.
I've lived in Auburn for my entire life. But I don't think I've ever seen anybody do that. I've seen someone put pickles on pizza.
Okay.
She liked the extra crunch it added.
Okay, so it's a textural thing. I can get behind a textural thing over a flavor thing.
Yeah.
Pickles. Okay.
Does she like the extra crunch?
I'm not gonna hate.
What's the crazy, like, have you seen any, like, insane food things just in general that your friends do?
I'm trying to think. Not really.
Maybe it's just a me thing, but, like, one of my best friends does that. Like,
pickles on pizza or just, like, a crazy combo?
Just pickles on pizza.
Okay.
This is the same friend, though, that when we went to the Gulfarium in Florida.
The mayonnaise dealer?
She cried over mayonnaise.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know how to feel about pickles on pizza.
It's a choice.
Yeah. If you like it, more power to you. Honestly.
I mean, I don't think I'll ever personally try that.
No. That is not on my bucket list to try. So.
No. All right. Well, up next, we have Jessica WJ singing... I don't know how to pronounce this, but we're going to give it a try.
All right. Let's do it.
Cayucas? It's like C-A-Y... U-C-A-S?
Yeah, Calicus. Calicus, yeah.
Calicus?
Yeah,
I don't know. No. Anyway, I'm sure it'll sound okay.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Again.
We're back in action. Lego! No, yeah, I totally, like, I don't know if this ever happens to y'all, but, like, definitely slept through the alarm, but, like, not in, like, a normal, like, you know, coming-of-age movie slept through the alarm where you wake up and then there's, like, a huge breakfast on the table and you're, like, only grab one piece of toast and you're, like, I'm out the door if you... know what I'm talking about. No, it was like one of those where like the alarm is in your dream and then you wake up and you're like, wow, what a weird dream. All right, let me get dressed. I gotta go. You look at the time. I'm like, yo, it is 8 o'clock. I woke up at 8 o'clock, the time where you're supposed to be somewhere. When you wake up at the time you're supposed to be somewhere, you know, like that day is gonna be rough.
Yeah. When I do that, when I have class, I usually just don't go. I take that as a sign. Yeah. It's just time.
No, I go to class. I show up 30 minutes late. The disgusted look on my professor's face gives me the need to go on in life, you know? Like, just the walking in, everybody staring at you. It's, like, dead silent. What's even better is, like, when they're showing something on the board and, like, it's pitch black in the room and you trip over something. And it's, like, you know.
Yeah.
Well, I have a class... And, like, I love this class, but the teacher, she'll take up the roll sheet 15 minutes after class starts. So if you wake up at, like, 8 o'clock and can't get there 15 minutes before, there's no use going.
You got mandatory attendance classes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I got a lot of them.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about that. I got one mandatory attendance class, but it's, like, super chill. Like, you walk in, you scan it, and like, the attendance isn't really even that big of a part of your grade, so it's, like...
Must be nice.
Yeah, must
that
be real
class,
nice.
You only have, like, 4 misses before you get, like, a really bad grade or something.
That in the lab.
Well, my Italian class is like that. Like, my Italian class is, like, you only get 6 misses, and then after that, it's, like, half a point off every time you miss the class.
Yeah.
And I don't even know what I'm at. I think I'm at 5 missed classes for that.
You can't miss another one.
No, I can't. And, and it's not even like what you said, like the late thing. It's usually like I got a big math test like after my Italian class, so I just skip it and study.
Well, that class extra that time, I was talking about was an 8 a.m. So, you know, if you wake up at 8, there's no way you're going to get...
No, I dropped that. I dropped my 8 a.m. I dropped it this semester, actually.
It's required for my major.
An 8 a.m. class?
Yeah.
You can't just pick a different class that's not at 8 a.m. It's at 8 a.m.?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's horrid.
Yeah.
No. No. I would protest, petition, you know, sign a couple documents, pull some strings.
When you're lucky, the
hitman involved.
The best feeling is whenever you wake up late, right? And you check your phone and she's canceled class. It's only happened like once, but it was so good.
No, I realized I wanted to drop my history class when, like, I woke up late one time and
Like, I actually been, like, attending the lectures and actually going and stuff, right? And I went and I woke up and, like, my paper was due that day. And I didn't realize the paper was due that day. Oh. And, like, and after that I realized I was like, oh, yeah, I'm dropping. There's no way. I'm like, I am so mad about this whole circumstance that I'm just going to completely drop the class.
Understandable, as you should.
Yeah. No, I mean, like, I didn't really even need it either, like, the history class, like, because, like, I have to take a bunch of history next year. It was just, like, to get that out of the way kind of deal.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they just wanted me to have extra hours, and I was like, nah. Like, I did 16 hours. Ooh. This first semester, like...
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah, no, and then after... Well, not 16, 15, and then I dropped that history class, and now I only have 12. So, I'm glad.
Yeah.
12? 12 is so nice. And then I have 12 next semester, too, so...
Okay. Yeah. You know, we rolling down in the deep. Keeping it manageable.
We keeping it manageable, you know? Gotcha. And, like, you know, no 8 a.m.s next semester.
Nice.
No 8 a.m.s.
All right, so do glorious. We have a C-Dubs article?
Yes, of course we got a C-Dubs article. Come on.
Of course.
Shout out C-Dubs. You know, they work hard. They bust their butts, man, to write a paper. And, you know, y'all should probably read it.
Check out The Crimson White. It's so good.
Big shout out. So, UA's opening up a new MRI research facility at the bottom of the student center. So.
The bottom of the student center?
Or not the student center, I'm sorry. The health center.
I was about to be like, the Ferg? They're just going to put like an... Yeah,
they're just going to have an MRI at the bottom?
They're just going to give out CAT scans at the Ferg? You know, they already do free flu shots.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Oh, my
God. Yo, man, you busted your head?
Yeah. Let's go check out your brain.
Let's go check out your brain real quick.
I mean, you can get Panda Express when you're done, like... Yeah. You know.
Oh, I had Panda Express yesterday, and I think I wanted to, like, die. Like, it was so much food for no reason. I even got a VIP meal, too. Like, I was like, yeah, I'm a cheap out today. And no, it was so much food. But a whole MRI machine?
Yeah, a whole MRI machine.
At the student health center.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's about 9,700 square feet of the facility will be used for the MRI scanner.
I mean, you I can go is, to the student health center and get cured of anything at this point.
Really? Because, like, okay, anytime my friends are sick and they go to the health center, right?
Don't go to the health center.
No, it's always just a steroid shot or, like, steroid pills. And, like, I'll come back. And I just remember my roommate, you know, he takes, like, my roommates are characters. Like, I live in a sitcom for real. But, like, they sit down on the couch and, like, my roommate goes, oh, ow. And I'm like, what? He's like, yeah, I just got a steroid shot in the butt. And I'm like, for what? He's like, you know, I was feeling a little sick, so I went to the health center. I'm like, so they gave you a steroid shot? What is this? And, like, my other roommate was, like, really sick, too. Like, maybe a couple weeks back, they gave him, like, a steroid pill plan for, like, a month. Like, you know, like, you know, where it's, like, you take less and less every day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. And they were making him, like, really aggressive for no reason. It was so funny.
I mean, I went to the student health center because I was sick, like, once. And, like, I underestimated how far of a walk it was from John England to the student health center. And it was, like, it wasn't raining. It was sort of misting. So I walked for 30 minutes.
That sounds delightful.
It's a whole exodus to there.
Yeah. For 30 minutes, I walked from...
Why didn't you just drive?
Because I thought it was a good walk.
I drive to the station. There's no way I'm walking to the station. And, like, I live closer than you guys, so...
Yeah, but this was last year. It was first semester. I was a dumb little freshman.
Dumb little freshman. Hey, you better watch your mouth. Hey, you better watch your mouth. I, myself, am a dumb little freshman.
I promptly caught a bus as soon as I got out of there, and I waited for, like, 3 hours just to get seen in there.
Dang.
It was so bad.
Was there a lot of people?
I don't remember, honestly.
I don't even know what that place looks like. Like, I don't go, because, like, I don't really get sick, and if I do get sick, I try my best to not be sick. Like, not in the, like, take medicines, like,
Just sheer side willpower.
Of it. No, I just continue doing whatever I normally do, and it just happens to be that I'm a little sick.
Jesus. When I get sick, I don't usually get sick very often, but when I do get sick, it knocks me out for a solid day.
Okay.
I'm usually better by the next day, but for a solid day, I'm done.
No, I mean, I might squeeze in a nap or something, but I don't think I'd, like, I don't know, like, I'll go to work, and, like, I'll go to work, you know, I don't think I really ever skipped school, because I actually really liked my high school, so I didn't, like, want to skip school ever, and then, you know, like, I just carry on normal business. If I had to do some chores around the house, here, Mom, I gotcha. No, no, you're sick, but then I made her feel bad because I am sick. So oh then I God. Get the one up later on, you know?
Remember those chores I did for you while I was sick?
While I was sick. And you're saying I don't love you? What about all them dishes in the sink? I did those.
I was coughing up my lungs and I did those.
The dishes. Christmas tree from the attic? I got that down. And I don't know about you, but have you ever been in an attic in Florida?
I've been in an attic like in Alabama, so... No.
It's humid, it's yeah. dark, it's like 130 degrees.
No, I understand.
You put your face up there, instant sweat.
Yeah. It's so bad.
But anyways, I'm gonna digress from my random rant of...
Being sick.
Maybe I need a steroid shot.
In the butt, of course.
Yeah, and then I hit the Robert E. Witt Recreation Center and just get shredded.
Alright guys, up next we've got Not In Love by Lady Dan.
Lady Dan.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Good morning, Tuscaloosa! Sorry, I've always wanted to do that, you know, like, Robin Williams for real is the GOAT, like, Jesus. I've always wanted to do that. Okay. That was good, that was a good time, it was exhilarating. Y'all feel that energy? I know y'all feel the energy in the room. So positive story, apparently you can Airbnb a flower pot now. That's the world we live in. It's just a giant flower pot, and you can go stay in it. It's got flowers, it's beautifully decorated. Yeah,
interesting.
It's really cool. There's two windows in the whole place.
Oh.
And they're like right next to the front door.
Is it a working flower pot as well?
No. I don't think you can have giant flowers.
Okay. But do they not have like a garden on
the
roof?
Oh, yeah, they got a garden on the roof for real. Okay. Like some real SpongeBob type beat. Like it's
yeah,
like,
SpongeBob type
beat. Yeah, it's like really, really like. I don't know what material it's made out of. I would assume, like, probably, like, stucco or something. But, yeah. Like, I don't think you can actually make, like, a giant ceramic house.
That would be
but
pretty
cool. But can't
you
though. Make, like, a giant cool. ceramic flower coming out of the top of it?
I mean, you could.
And it could be, like, a tower that you
like
go
it sounds like something up. Else to pressure wash. So I'm pretty sure someone yeah. wouldn't go through all that time.
You don't know that.
No, I like to think people are as lazy as me. So, like, you know, I look yeah. at a nice house, I'm like, wow, that's a giant, nice house. But, like, you got to pressure wash it. You got
to
do this.
I'm pretty sure if you can afford to build a giant flower pot that's livable, you can afford to pay someone to pressure wash.
Yeah, see, I'm too lazy to pay someone to pressure wash it. You know what I mean?
That sounds like... your own problem, then.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, but, like, I feel like I would like to pressure wash my own crib, you know? I feel like if I bought the crib...
Nah.
If I bought the crib, I'd like to, you know, be the one to
if
take care of my...
If you can afford it...
painful.
Yeah. If you can afford it, you just pay
it's
somebody
painful.
Else.
It's painful. What, you spent... What, you got one afternoon where you just power wash your house? It doesn't sound that bad. It just sounds like a vibe. Put in the AirPods, power wash the house... Your neighbor comes out, hey, what's good? You know, he's like, I got some dogs on the grill. I don't know. This is how I imagine, like, classic American, like, suburbia. You know what I mean? But, like...
To be fair, how often do you power wash your house?
Like, probably, like, once a month. Once every 2 months.
Really?
Interesting. Yeah,
I got a white house. I got a, I got a white house, and it's also, like, the roof is black and gray. And
gotcha.
the theme of my house is black and white. Like it's like we used to have clamshell shutters. Like you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like and they were painted like
black and white stripes, like a Kate Spade store. Like, it was actually, like, really cool. And then we got rid of them, and then we got different shutters, and, like, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's, okay. like...
I have a brick house, so we don't power wash it ever. So...
She's a brick house. She's my tomate.
What?
You know what I'm talking about?
I know the song.
The Commodores?
No.
The Commodores. She's a brick house. Never.
I've heard the song,
never
but
ever.
I don't know the song.
Oh, man.
I don't listen to it all the time.
Man, y'all missing out.
Can't relate.
Whatever. Anyway, so the weather, it is currently 64 degrees outside. It feels like 64. In the afternoon, it should get up to 79, and then Ooh. Tonight, it'll go back down to 68 degrees.
Ooh, okay.
68. It's not that bad.
No.
For all you guys and gals going out there and hitting the strip, you know, making your parents proud.
Yeah. Have fun with that.
Man, I see some messed up stuff on, like, Barstool, and I just gotta say, y'all, I just gotta say, man, like, one of these days, like, someone's gonna send that to your father. And
no, last year I was walking back from Ridgecrest because I was at my friend's house until like 1 a.m. last year. So I was walking back, it's like 1 a.m. I look over at the other Ridgecrest, which is across the street, and there's like this dumpsters over there. I watched a girl pop a squat and take a... just pee right beside the dumpsters as I'm walking back to John England.
That's fire.
One time I saw... This was during the Tennessee game. At the
of course
Tano
it
game.
Was.
This Tennessee fan was walking. He stopped. He put his hand over his mouth, threw up into his mouth, and it just spewed out everywhere on the quad.
That's awful.
He looked at his hand just... Like went blah, and then he just walked away. And I never saw that man again, and I've thought about it ever since.
What else are you supposed to do at that point? You've got to find a bathroom, but
why did he cover?
He went like
up.
He literally covered his mouth like this, went and then it just like
a shower, like a shower head.
Yeah.
And then he just like just casually just like
or like a hose when you cover it.
Away. Like nothing.
Like it was just normal.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Like another that Saturday. At all.
Tennessee fans.
That is gross.
Classic Tennessee fan.
You know, and the fact that we lost to them.
Yeah. We don't need to bring that up.
Like, of all people.
At least.
Them. They're the worst fans in existence.
Georgia fans are pretty bad.
No,
they bark
at
you.
They're getting bad because they... You know, won the Natty or whatever. You know,
big they whoop. Bark at you.
Big whoop. Like we don't do that all the time, but
like it's not our school's legacy.
Yeah, like it's not our school thing.
I mean, but, at least they don't threaten our fans to get out of Knoxville.
Yeah, like they were like, oh, do you see those Crimsonettes faces?
Dang. They were. They I saw was some
horrified.
Stuff.
They were in the trenches.
They
yeah.
saw some stuff.
World War II?
Nah.
Knoxville, Tennessee.
No.
I knew it was done when like they just took the goalpost and they're just running through their strip. I'm like,
no, and then they couldn't even afford to replace goalposts, which was like funny.
They threw it in the river too.
They threw it in there, and then Tennessee had, like, put up a GoFundMe and was like, hey, guys, can you, like, actually donate this money for a new goalpost?
Yeah.
That's your own fault at
is
that,
that
point.
Is that, like, the only university in Tennessee? Like, what? Like, why is everyone so hype about University of Tennessee?
I genuinely don't know, honestly.
Yeah,
there's got to be, like, another school there that's, like, pretty big. I mean, Tennessee is not that small of a state.
Vanderbilt's there.
Is Vanderbilt there?
Oh, yeah. Vanderbilt. Forgot about Vanderbilt.
Everybody
but, like, Vanderbilt's
does.
Terrible, so...
Okay, yeah. Who cares about Vanderbilt?
Yeah.
It's not like... I don't know. I don't like to think of Vanderbilt as, like, a university. I like to think of them as, like...
College.
And, like... I don't know. They're, like, kind of Ivy League. Not really.
Yeah.
They're on the fringe.
They're on the fringe.
Ivy League.
Yeah. Like, you know, they're too smart to play football. They're too classy for that. I'm not playing football.
I go to Vanderbilt.
I'm here.
We played them this year, right?
Yeah, we already did. We beat them. You know, like we under these.
It would be really embarrassing if we didn't.
We lost to Vanderbilt. They also have like the worst stadium in the SEC. So it's like, really? Yeah.
Why is it bad?
I don't know. It's just ranked like the worst.
Okay.
Yeah. It's really small. It's old, and they don't care to like update it.
Yeah.
It's Vanderbilt.
Nobody cares about their football team.
Yeah. Are they good at basketball?
I believe so. I don't know. I don't know about that whole sports dynamic because usually it's just football.
Football. You know,
but we're a soccer school now. So,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
We are.
A soccer school now.
Interesting. I didn't know that.
We're an everything school, but soccer.
Soccer school.
Yeah.
Soccer school now.
I was just very surprised to hear that we have like a D1 basketball team. I always just thought it was like football was our own.
No, our basketball team's insanely good.
They're pretty good.
I was very shocked to hear that last year.
Did you not go to like the basketball games last year?
I did, and then I was utterly shocked.
Yeah.
Because I always thought we were just like, you know,
like
football only, and then everything else is like, yeah.
Even our baseball team is actually like pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, I plan on going to like every baseball game.
Ooh. I've been to a few of the baseball games, mostly because I had to work them, but, you know.
I definitely should pop out to some of the baseball games.
No, I'm excited. I just want a terrible hot dog and just like watch the game.
Yeah.
Good time.
I love working. Like, I love being on cameras, but I am terrified of baseball games while I'm working cameras because I'm scared I'm going to get hit. For no reason other than I played softball when I was a kid.
Do it for the vine.
Do it.
No.
Do it for the vine.
And I was like courtside for the Baylor game too, which was really cool.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was courtside at the Baylor game.
I mean, I was working. I had a bunch of cords in my lap.
Man, if I was courtside, I would have like picked out like I would have been like, hey, yo, shoddy.
Oh my god!
I got courtside for the Baylor game. You wanna?
But I'm also working, so
yeah.
I'm
like sitting there with a bunch of cords in my lap, trying to make sure that the person with the camera, like the handheld camera, doesn't get hit in the face with a ball.
I mean, I gotta work, but like you can stand next to me.
Yeah.
Smooth.
Just that. That. Like
the hands on
back.
The.
Yeah, oh yeah, yes. That's how you get to it. Like.
Hey, shouty.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.